right through. A pick cut by Steve Gleason. It is scooped and scored by Curtis DeLoach. Touchdown, New Orleans.
And it's Tracy Porter taking it all the way. Touchdown, New Orleans.
Three wide open.
Wide open. And Smith, what a way to do it.
Kamara in a tailback. He's got five rushing touchdowns. And now six.
This is the Who Dat Discussion, your one-stop shop for all things New Orleans Saints news, opinions, and reactions.
Hello and welcome into another edition of the Who Dat Discussion, a New Orleans Saints podcast where we talk about all things Saints news, opinions, and reactions. As always, I'm your host, Andrew Galata, here to break down all of the Saints news from this week. It was a jam-packed week filled with headlines for the New Orleans Saints, and I can't wait to break it all down. Goes from the positive to the Saints naming Dennis Allen as their head coach. I really like that move to keep the culture in place, kind of make a nice logical transition from Sean Payton. I think Dennis Allen was the best man here for this Saints job in New Orleans. And you go to the negative news with Alvin Kamara arrested on battery charge, during the Pro Bowl weekend in Las Vegas. And that obviously definitely put a damper. Obviously, this news came out first before the Dennis Allen news, but put a damper in a lot of Saints fans, and now an uncertain future for Alvin Kamara after that. So we'll break down all of the facts in that situation as well. But I do want to start off with this Dennis Allen news that he is now the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. Yesterday night, it was announced, we're recording this on a Tuesday night, so Monday night, it was announced that Dennis Allen would be the head coach of the Saints, and that's kind of something we've all kind of were waiting for, because it seemed like Dennis Allen was the front runner all along right after Sean Payton announced his retirement, and it seems like Dennis Allen is that logical fit for the Saints. And you look what Dennis Allen has done with the Saints, and to me it's really impressive, and I think he deserves another chance to be a head coach. Obviously, his first stint in Oakland did not go well. 8-28 just was not good. He got 1-0 technically with the Saints because he had that head coaching win against the Bucks this season, but overall hasn't obviously been a head coach for the Saints. Was a defensive coordinator since 2015, and this defense got better and better every time he was the coordinator here on the defensive side of the ball. And to me, that's really, really impressive. And you look at points, they went from 32 in 2015, 31 in 2016, 10 in 2017, 13 in 2018, 10 in 2019, 3 in 2020, and then 5 in 2020, and then 4 in 2021. So again, this defense got better and better as it kind of went along. And now I really feel like they're a top 5 defense. And a lot of that has to do with Dennis Allen. I think the program that he's built on the defensive side of the ball, the culture that he fostered on the defensive side of the ball, the guys that he helped bring in from the free agency side, draft side, he obviously had part of that as a defensive coordinator calling the plays. And I thought he's just done a wonderful job at that. And I think he deserves, from building that side of the ball, I think he deserves a chance to run the whole team and continue that culture that Sean Payton started. And I think that's the one thing that Mickey Loomis really wanted to nail down, is, you know, get the culture right, get people still wanting to play for the New Orleans Saints, and good things will happen. When you start with a new candidate, like this Saints team wasn't starting from ground zero. If you were starting from ground zero, maybe you would go with a guy like an Eric Bieniemy or a Brian Flores or a Doug Peterson. But the Saints weren't. Or Aaron Glenn's another guy out there as well. Darren Rizzi. Maybe you go with those guys. The Saints aren't starting from ground zero. So you want a guy that's coached before. You want someone who really understands the Saints system, check, and understands the Saints culture and can continue that culture. All of these defensive players love Dennis Allen. So he must be, you know, one of the more liked coaches in the locker room. That's obviously really good. Allen has brought good coaches in. You look at all of the Saints defensive coaches, position coaches, they are very, very solid, whether it be Ryan Nielsen, whether it be Aaron Glenn here before, then it was Chris Richard. So you have some really good coaches that Dennis Allen has brought in and has worked under him, and he's really fostered guys to move up, whether it be like an Aaron Glenn type guy who moved up obviously from defensive backs coach to defensive coordinator with the Detroit Lions, and impressed in an interview with the Saints for head coach. So you look at what the Saints are trying to bring, look what they're trying to foster. They're really looking to hammer down what they have right already, and then they're going to try to alter what they have wrong, what they need to fix. And everyone knows that's the offensive side of the ball. And people are going to say, well, maybe you should have went an offensive side coach, like a Eric Bieniemy or a Doug Peterson, because those two guys, you know, will make the offense so much better right away. I don't know about that. I kind of like what the Saints are probably going to do, and they're probably going to use that same Sean Payton system and get a guy who can run it well. Now, we'll see who they bring in as an offensive coordinator. It's likely not going to be Pete Carmichael. I think he's going to have, whoever that offensive coordinator is going to be, I think they're going to have a lot of say in how the offense is going to play out here for the Saints, who's going to be the quarterback of the Saints. With Alvin Kamara's future a little uncertain, you know, possible suspension after his arrest last weekend, who's going to know? Like, we don't know what's going to happen with this offense, and you need to solidify that quarterback position, so you've got to get this offensive coordinator spot right. And I think everybody knows that. Dennis Allen even said that, like, this is a make or break. Like, getting the quarterback right is make or break. So he understands it as well. So he was saying all of the right things at his introductory press conference on Tuesday. Dennis Allen said, we want a winner, quote-unquote, at quarterback. So that's something that is, definitely, huge, I think, that he wants. Obviously, someone that's a gamer, it's a winner, for sure. And you really feel like he's going to make kind of the right, you know, try at least, I think, put everything into making that right decision. Now, maybe it won't work out, but I think that, you know, I'm confident that it will work out and that they will improve from 2021, which is not hard to do, but I think they will improve from 2021. Allen said that the most important decision that you make is the quarterback. So that's obviously something that's very interesting. And he talked about, I'm going to do this myself, and I'm going to, or do this the way I wanted to, like, do it my way, you know, not Sean Payton's way, just trying to be me, not Sean Payton. That's what he was trying to say. And that, I think, made a ton of sense. I just feel like maintaining the culture, maintaining the coaches that are here. Chris Richard looks like he'll probably say, everyone on the defensive side of the ball will say, probably, and then you're looking to add an offensive coordinator. Maybe you could bring in a really young offensive mind that's, you know, an innovator, and he can work on that side of the ball, and it could kind of be working that way, where you have a defensive coach and always an offensive mind innovating. That may be how the Saints will operate, because this Saints team, bottom line, they're not your 2011 Saints. They're not your scoring 35 points. You know, they haven't been that probably since like 2018, you want to say. That's when they kind of phased out of that, 2019. And they really haven't been that way for a few years now. So you're going to lean more on your defense, which is fine. So you don't have to win the same ways, though, as maybe Sean Payton won when they won the Super Bowl. And it just could be a different kind of situation, which is fine. It doesn't, you know, there's not one way to win. But the Saints do need to find a quarterback, and I really do think that. And you can still have, like, a great defense, but you have to have a good quarterback that can lead you when needed. Now, maybe that's Jameis Winston. We sadly really didn't get to see that because he was injured after, what is it, week 7 after Halloween against the Bucks. So you didn't really get to see him down the stretch. I mean, that's, to me, is, you know, it's going to be one of the things that got away from the 2021 season, is not being able to evaluate Jameis Winston for a full 17 games. I think that would have been huge to see what he would have done with all the injuries, with, you know, the defense and starting to play really well. Like, who knows where the Saints would have been. I don't think this team probably has a 5-game losing streak if Jameis Winston's at quarterback, but who knows? Like, we don't know. It's an unknown. So maybe they bring him back. Maybe they go after a guy in the draft. I mean, because of all this news, we can't do our Senior Bowl episode until our next episode, which we will get to. Maybe it's a guy like Malik Willis. Maybe, you know, it's a guy like Kenny Pickett or Sam Howell. Who knows? And I think that it's going to be really interesting to look at this team and what they're going to do on the offensive side of the ball, specifically at quarterback. And that's something that I think is the biggest question. And would I be surprised that they go safe? And maybe they go just the safe route, pick Jameis up in free agency, give him, you know, maybe a little, I'd say more money as last year, but still like a 1-year deal. I mean, maybe he wouldn't take that. Maybe he'd go to some other team. But maybe at least offer him that. I wouldn't be surprised. Definitely going to be very interesting to see how that plays out and how that pans out for the Saints. But I again, it seems like unless they would pull off, maybe like they got like Eric Bieniemy as their offensive coordinator somehow,
because his contract's actually up with the Chiefs. Like, maybe they pried him away from the Chiefs before he signs his new contract. Then maybe you see the Saints go after a guy like Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, but I don't think so. I don't think Bieniemy would probably come. So probably no Wilson, probably no Rodgers, any of those outside trade candidate QBs. And the free agency market's pretty dry besides Winston and Teddy Bridgewater, which I'd pick Winston, or, you know, choose Winston over Bridgewater if you had the chance, if you had the choice between the two. So I don't know. We'll have to see kind of that all works out at the quarterback position, but that's kind of the next step for the Saints. They kind of went safe at coach, and they didn't take a big chance. And I'm fine with that move. They didn't have to make the big chance. They were a 9-8 team with a ton of injuries that are really on the precipice of winning. You didn't have to make the splash move that maybe a team like the Giants need to make because they're 4-13. Or the, you know, whatever, X team, the Houston Texans, that's, you know, where you really have to change everything up and make the move to really change your franchise. Teams don't need to change their franchise. They have the good foundation down. You just need someone to continue that. Maybe it's similar to when, like, Tony Dungy retired and Jim Caldwell came in and he went to the Super Bowl with the Colts. I think the Saints could have that similar effect with Dennis Allen, where, you know, you have this legendary coach, Dungy, Peyton, and then you bring it over with a guy that can just hold over the culture. And until the era is, you know, really over, which would probably be when these defensive stars leave, and, you know, get older in age, whether it be Cameron Jordan, DeMario Davis, Malcolm Jenkins. So we'll have to see how this all plays out, but I do like this move. I think it's the right move. This was the safer move, but it was the right move. Now, quarterback's a little different because you don't have the culture at quarterback and right. I guess you did with Breeze. But you don't have somebody like, oh, we have a clear candidate in there. Like, Jameis was so good. All we have to do is, you know, give him a big contract and sign him long term. That's not, you know, that would be, you know, if Jameis went off and had a great year through and through, that would be obviously, you know, the slam dunk decision. There is no slam dunk decision. In this situation, I like that the Saints at head coach, they looked at all their options. They got a ton of opinions. They kind of got to see how the NFL is going by getting, you know, a diverse set of opinions from offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, special teams coordinators, but also, you know, we're able to really lock down on their candidate and really kind of double down that Dennis Allen would be the right guy for the job. He was a logical guy, and we found out through the interviews and kind of through the other opinions in the NFL and what would you do with this situation that he is the right guy. I really do believe that. Quarterback's not the same thing, and it's going to be different and interesting to see how the process plans out, because I don't think the process for the quarterback situation is going to be the same as the head coach. Now, maybe the Saints end up with, you know, maybe the safe pick in Jameis Winston, but I think a lot of that has to do with the offensive coordinator. And I have a feeling that's not going to be someone that coached for the Saints. Now, I think Pete Carmichael seems like he won't take it, so I think it's going to be someone else. Who knows who that's going to be? I'm very excited to see who that candidate is. And, you know, I think, you know, that's going to make or break here. The Saints offseason is what they do at quarterback. And obviously, I think if they could re-sign Marcus Williams, Quan Alexander, those guys, but really getting the quarterback correct is going to be, you know, you can lose some other guys and get the quarterback correct and you're good. But again, if you don't get the quarterback correct, you'll be in a really bad spot. So this team just needs, and it could get worse. I know a lot of people are like, oh, can't get worse than last year. Definitely could. So especially with this new Alvin Kamara news, you have to get down the quarterback and you have to solidify that position. And we'll see if they get an offensive coordinator. We'll definitely have a podcast out right when that news drops and we'll talk about it. But until they get that offensive coordinator, I don't think you could really make a full prediction at quarterback. I mean, I think a lot of people would say they're going to go the safe route. They'll take Jameis back in a quarterback, less quarterback drafts. Not like a quarterback draft. It's like a quarterback needy, not a quarterback needy draft, really. You'd have to reach for a quarterback. And I don't think the Saints would do that. So, again, I think you go back with Jameis. If Jameis is great and shows he's the guy, wonderful. You got your guy. If he doesn't show that and it's wishy-washy, you're going into next year's quarterback draft when it's Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, and, you know, a bunch of other talented players, and it's a much more greener quarterback prospect pool. So we'll see how it ends up going and how it ends up. Maybe they do find a guy they really like in this draft and they take him. But I think the Saints are very much in the quarterback business. And, you know, they really got to figure out who's going to be. I could see it being Jameis. I could see it being a guy out of the draft. Maybe they can trade for somebody, but I think that's kind of where the situation the Saints are in. And, you know, we'll kind of have to see how that works. The one last thing I want to talk about before we take a break and then we move on to talking about Alvin Kamara. I do want to say how fortunate the Saints are that Sean Payton picked this year to retire compared to years past. or years future, let's say, too. Because if Dennis Allen isn't here, this is a much harder choice. Dennis Allen, perfect time, perfect place, because he was ready to be a head coach. I think he was ready after this year, winning a game against the Bucks, showing defense 2 years in a row as top five, really, really solid, dominant, and everyone's like, okay, he's a head coaching candidate. And he, right when Sean Payton retires, it's like that natural next step. Same with Jim Caldwell, very similar. And sometimes teams, it just doesn't work out that way. Like, you talk about a team, maybe Dennis Allen leaves a year before, and the Saints have, you know, either a one-year defensive coordinator or, you know, a young offensive coordinator. You know, it's something that, to have him in this nice bridge situation, it worked out really nice for the Saints, and they're fortunate that it worked out that way. And I do think maintaining the culture is going to get you to probably 500, maybe more so. And then getting better on the offensive side, we'll get you to 9-8 probably. And then getting better on the offensive side of the ball, you know, that's where you're going to see this team make the playoffs, make a run deep in the playoffs. And we'll have to see where it goes. I mean, the good thing is Michael Thomas seems like he's ready and rearing to get back. He's on good terms with the Saints. Seems like everything's jiving. Everyone's on the right page. That's kind of, you know, how I feel the situation is. It seems like everyone's, you know, in the right place here. You know, just looking at what, you know, what was said about Michael Thomas today. Dennis Allen said this about Michael Thomas on WWL Radio. He said, he knows Thomas is working extremely hard to get back, really committed to the season, and looking forward to getting started. He didn't want to give a timetable for return, though. So you see that he's, I think the excitement's there. We see other quotes from this one from Tarrant Armstead on Dennis Allen hire. He said, it makes sense. He's proven, has had one of the top defenses for several years. So you know his guys play extremely hard for him. Knows the Sean Payton way and culture like very few others. And I think that's why, you know, you just look at it. I think that's why the Saints hired him. He knows the system really well. He's proven, and he had head coaching experience. I think it's very, very valuable to do something, fail, get better, get even more experience, get better, better, and better, and then, you know, get another chance. I think those candidates are, you know, definitely very high. I mean, look at Bill Belichick failed his first job. Bill Parcells failed his first job. So it does happen. But that's just kind of the situation that, you know, I feel like the Saints are in right now. I think they got the head coaching candidate right. We'll see what happens going forward, but I do think that this was a safe, the right choice for a team that's, you know, has a great culture, heading the right direction, a franchise that is a lot of people laud as one of the best in the NFL. So I do think that's really good. I mean, a lot of people said that Dennis Allen just had a great press conference too. You know, his introductory press conference to the media went really well. So that's obviously good on top of that. But again, I'm really excited for the Dennis Allen era of the Saints. I'm excited to see who comes in and is offensive coordinator and who's calling the plays on the offensive side of the ball. We'll see if Dennis Allen continues to call the plays on the defensive side of the ball. If not, it could be another candidate as well. Or it could be the candidate for defensive coordinator, whether that be Ryan Nielsen, Chris Richard. So again, I am definitely very excited for the Dennis Allen era. I'm excited to see who the offensive coordinator is going to be. I'm excited to see who the quarterback is going to be. And then you can kind of start projecting from there. But before you get to that point, you're just kind of, it's almost you're making some, you know, blind, you know, predictions, because you really don't know until those places are in place. And then you could start projecting and figuring out the X's and O's of how the Saints are going to play post Sean Payton. And I'm really looking forward to doing that once all these moves are made. So that will wrap up our talk about Dennis Allen and him becoming the next head coach of the Saints. Before we talk about Alvin Kamara and the news surrounding around him, we are going to take a quick break. You are listening to the Hudak Discussion Podcast. Welcome back into the Hudak Discussion. I'm your host, Andrew Galata. Thanks for sticking with us after that break that we had. Before the break, we talked all about Dennis Allen becoming the new Saints head coach. So if you haven't checked that out already, definitely do so. But now we're going to talk about Alvin Kamara and the news surrounding around him during Pro Bowl weekend. So I'm just going to kind of read you know, a synopsis of the story, what happened, the situation, and then we'll kind of dive into some of the implications of it. But running back Alvin Kamara was arrested on a battery charge on Sunday in Las Vegas after being accused of injuring someone at a nightclub on the eve of the Pro Bowl. He was then arrested after the Pro Bowl And he was taken into custody without incident, according to the police, and booked at the Clark County Detention Center on a charge of battery resulting in substantial bodily harm. Kamara was then released from custody after posting bond, and he'll have a March 8th court date. So we'll know a lot more about that then. Neither Kamara's representative nor the Saints immediately responded to a request for comment. So that was kind of the situation. Very maybe the SparkNotes version, probably the SparkNotes version. And then later details came out with a police report saying how there was video surveillance that shows running back Alvin Kamara punching a man approximately 8 times before Kamara's associates proceeded to stomp on him several more times on the ground in a Las Vegas casino Saturday morning. This is according to a police report by Las Vegas Police Department. And then he was taken into custody after he played in the Pro Bowl. He was interviewed by the police, and then he was arrested and charged with battery resulting in substantial bodily harm. So, you know, kind of what we said. Then he was, you know, released after posting bail. The man who was knocked unconscious sustained an orbital fracture to his right eye, among other injuries, according to the police report. So those are just some details in the situation. I'm not going to give the full detail. I'm not a lawyer. It's not my expertise. So I just wanted to kind of give some details about the situation so then we can talk about how it pertains to the Saints and kind of what's kind of the next steps for Kamara. And what are the question marks around the situation? Because there are a lot of question marks. We don't know how this is going to end up playing out for Kamara. He has a court date on March 8th, so we're going to have to see how that goes and how that kind of plans out and pans out, I should say, for him. Now, we saw last year Marshon Lattimore had a run-in with police. That was last offseason, and charges were dropped, and Lattimore wasn't even suspended. So it wasn't, you know, obviously too big of a deal. Now, we don't know how this case is going to work out with Kamara, and it could be a completely different outcome, could be a similar outcome. You know, we just don't know right now, and it just leaves a lot of question marks to the Saints offense, to the Saints running back room, and maybe they will add another running back, because Kamara definitely could be facing a suspension, and maybe, you know, a pretty big one. I think there was some, you know, rumors floating around that, you know, similar cases got like 6 games or something. So that would be a substantial amount of games. We're just going to have to see how it all plays out. But again, it's definitely right now just a ton of question marks for Kamara. Obviously, not a good situation. And we're just going to have to kind of see how it plays out. And that's, you're in the waiting game right now. For the Saints, I mean, just means how much more you have to get this offensive situation works out. Because think, if your offensive coordinator bombs, you don't get the right quarterback, your running back ends up, you know, in a big question mark right now. So we don't know what his status is going to be going into next season. Michael Thomas, big question mark right now. Other receivers, big question mark. Tight end room, big question mark. Offensive line, pretty big question mark. So not the best situation. Just one big question mark right now for the Saints offense. So the moves they make with offensive coordinator, with quarterback, with beefing up the wide receiver room, with beefing up the offensive line, it's going to be paramount to make those room moves right. You could, I'm going to say even more so than the Marcus Williams move or a Quan Alexander move, even though those would be huge. This offense is in a situation where it just cannot make another move where it kind of shoots itself in the foot and misses. You know, last year, the whole skill position group missed. The offensive line, where you put a lot of money in, especially on the interior, missed. You saw some issues there. So again, you're just going to have to take a big step forward here by, you know, missing Drew Brees and missing that Hall of Fame talent. Jameis Winston getting hurt, missed. Like, it's just like a lot of missed opportunities last year. The offense just did not click at all, and that's kind of where the situation is. You can see how many misses you have just detailing them. So now this year, you have a chance to write them. So you have a chance with the offensive coordinator. You can hit that. You have a chance for a quarterback, whether it's running back with Jameis or someone else. You have a chance to hit that. You know, you have a chance to add a receiver, draft or free agency, hit that, or both. You could hit that. Hit tight end group. You could hit offensive line. So it's going to be just really important to see what the Saints do. This Kamara situation just complicates things. Just adds another question mark into the fold. And the Saints really didn't need another question mark. So it's just unfortunate for the team. Unfortunate for Kamara, who's coming off a great season. Or it wasn't really coming off a great season, but he's just coming off of an important season because it showed his, you know, impact to the team, and how he can really carry an offense. I mean, statistically, it wasn't one of his better seasons, but it was one of his great seasons because there was nothing else around him, and he still had a productive season. That's kind of how I would describe it. So you have that, and it's just, you know, an unfortunate situation the way it worked out. We're going to have to see how it plays out. We saw the Marshon Lattimore situation ends up him not getting suspended at all, and charges are dropped. We'll see how this situation works out. You know, as I said, it could be different, could be similar. We don't really know. So it's definitely going to be a lot of stuff to look at there, and it's going to be something to keep tabs on in a month when, you know, his case gets heard. So it's going to be something to definitely look out at, and hopefully it all works out and he doesn't get suspended. But, you know, as I said earlier, we've seen, you know, there was rumors floating around that it could be like a 6-game thing. I mean, who knows if that's true or not? We don't know, because I think every situation is different, and we're just going to have to see how it works out. But, you know, it's just right now a lot of question marks. Wanted to kind of detail the situation that they're in with Kamara, and then we'll kind of have to see on the podcast how it plays out. We'll definitely talk more about it as it comes up in the news this offseason. But I think with all that said, it is time to wrap up this episode. If you guys like what we're doing here at the Who Dat Discussion, definitely follow us on Twitter at the Who Dat Dis. You can follow me personally on Twitter at Andrew Galata to keep up what I'm doing on there. Saints related, college basketball related, college football related, any of that stuff. I'll be on there as well to kind of keep up with what I'm doing, you know, with the Saints and outside of the Saints as well. Follow the podcast on Instagram at Who Dat Discussion. Hopefully we're going to start posting more content on there as well. And then on YouTube, definitely like, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Like the podcast, follow the podcast, subscribe to the podcast on all like iTunes, Spotify, all that fun stuff. Definitely do that as well. But I just wanted to say thank you guys for listening to all my analysis on all of these headlines this week for the Saints. Have a great rest of your week, and Who Dat!